Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Oh, igual de vacíos, o esta soledad la que me hizo pensar que eras como una diosa que había caído de otro planeta. Yo solo quise nombrarte mi reina, hacerte castillo, subirte a un nicho. Tal vez fue eso lo que te hizo salir corriendo, pues por lo visto tenías tanto miedo a un compromiso.
Welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Today, I'm not going to be talking too much, you know, because I've got a kind of like a husky voice, you know, and I had a flu about 3-4 days ago, and I attacked it from every angle, bam, bam, bam. I don't want to be ill, man, I don't want to be ill. So, yeah, I managed to get rid of it, but now I've got this kind of like a congested chest, you know. This is what happens, you know, after you had a really bad flu. Anyway, amigos, let's carry on with the music. And, yeah, thank you very much for joining the show. You know, I hope that you're going to stay with me until 7 o'clock. I've got a guest coming over, you know, so after 6 o'clock. Please be looking forward to it. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Chicharita, tenía ojos chinitos, chiflaba chistoso. Desde medio cachete me dijo el la traje a mi chante. Cheque que no era chafa, le eché una talacha de pura chiripa. Le pachurro una chunche, entre más la chiqueaba, más chido, chillaba su chicharro. ¡Oye, chido! ¡Chilla su chicharra!
Libre.
Yes, my friends, brothers and sisters, we are we're getting to the end of the 2025, man, and I can tell you, I'm not being a party pooper here, right? But I can tell you that I have not really enjoyed most of it because I don't know the situation going on around the world, you know, now the threats of war in our continent, South America, man, that is unthinkable. But you know, when you got a brainless person in charge, and well, supposed to be in charge, you know, but he's being manipulated, you know, from behind like a puppet, you know what I mean? War now because they don't like Maduro. They don't like Maduro, so they're gonna invade, well, threatening to invade Venezuela and kill the country. Just kill it. That's what's gonna happen, you know. And yeah, because do you remember when they wanted to get Saddam Hussein? Saddam Hussein, oh, the biggest evil for them, the capitalist empire, you know, of the United States. Yeah, what they did. Yeah, and then afterwards, what happens? Well, there you are. You know, that's why you get more and more refugees, you know, in Europe and the United States. And now he started first with stopping refugees and immigrants coming from the United States. And now what he wants to do is, like, go in and invade Venezuela, take over, you know, like, you know, like, who does he think he is, man, you know? I know, I don't know, people chose him, you know, it's like saying the Zionists, you know, we were the chosen people. Trump, he can claim he was the chosen, you know, the chosen, not the chosen one, the chosen, he was just chosen. And because the campaign he made against the opposite party, you know, was that, they spend billions of dollars, you know, campaigning against the other side of the coin, you know, in order for him to get a more favoritism, you know, more support, you know, and that's what he did. And look what he's doing right now. Now we got another one. We got a Nazi now this time, you know, in Chile, you know, a Nazi, a proper Nazi, you know, who's actually telling you what he's gonna do, and people still vote for him. What? What is going on in people's minds? Are they being fed the wrong cereal? Are they being fed the wrong fruits? Is the food being interfered with? You know, what's going on? We don't know. I don't know. You know, I seem to be. I don't know, I seem to be kind of like, you know, like numb, you know, I can't understand, you know, the situation going on right now. But anyway, amigos, let's go for it. What are we going to do? We got a guest, as I said, about 6 o'clock, after 6 o'clock, and we're just going to carry on playing music, man, you know, and just do it, finish the year, you know, however we can manage, you know, and... I will not be celebrating. I don't have a Christmas tree. I don't, not anymore. When I was a kid, obviously, you know, parents tried to get you into that, you know, and yeah, the Christmas tree, you know, and well, okay, fair enough. But me, I wasn't really interested, you know, since I was a kid. I was thinking, you know, what's a tree for? You know what I mean? I mean, why do people... Believe you me, brothers and sisters, I'm not kidding. This is no joke, right? I'm not lying to you either, right? But since I was a kid, I was thinking in my head, you know, my mom buys me like a shirt every other day, a T-shirt, or whenever my shoes are not being worn out, you know, she goes, oh, let's go and get some shoes. I got a present for you. You know, things throughout the year, we love each other throughout the year, you know? And now, why do we choose one date, you know, celebrating the Jesus' birthday? Right, okay, fair enough. Let's sing happy birthday, you know, fair enough. Happy birthday, Jesus. You know, if you're a Christian, Catholic, you know, you go to church and you pray, blah, blah, okay, fair enough. But don't go over the board, man, and spending all your money, all your salary, you know, when people with a minimum wage spend more money, you know. People with a top wage, you know, they spend little. You know what I mean? So, there we are. You know, this month is a month of business. Business, right? Everyone wants to make money. Everyone wants to make their business succeed, right? And we are the victims. Well, I'm not. I'm not bothered. Okay, amigos, here we are with some more music, you know. Sorry about that, you know, but that's how I feel, you know. And I tell you straight away, this is how I feel. I'm not going to be lying to you. Oh, we're going to have a party. Oh, we're going to go there. When I was young, man, we even compadre Checho, you know, we used to party every day, you know. We enjoy life, you know. We enjoy life, you know. But some people, they wait for Christmas to enjoy life. Why? Why wait till then? Enjoy now, man. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know if the world is going to be around. You know, you don't know. So enjoy now. Enjoy what you're doing right now. Enjoy your chance of breathing oxygen right now, because pretty soon, with all this nuclear war that might happen, who knows? With the threat of that fellow in, you know, in the United States, you know, trying to, he's threatening Iran, he's threatening Lebanon, he's threatening Venezuela, he's threatening any country who opposes them. He threatens them. He's a bully, man, you know. He still lives in cowboy times, you know, when all the cowboys, you know, used to be scared of the bully of the town, you know. He thinks he's one of those. One day he's going to come onto stage, you know, with a star, you know, like the marshal of the world.
Bizitzaten babada ere Bizitzaten babada ere Ez du beti zortean zinisten Karta honak ez dia iristen Bajolazen ikasin behar da Bizitzaten babada ere Ez du beti zortean zinisten Karta honak ez dia iristen Bajo lazen ikasien behar da Batua ez da oiratzita Zure kartak naiz eta eskazak Ez daude zure aurka markauta Batua ez da oiratzita Bizitzatin babada ere Ez du beti zortean zinisten Karta honak ez dia iristen Bajo lazen ikasien behar da Bizitza timba bada ere na Bizitza timba bada ere Ez du beti zortean zinisten Karta honak ez dia iristen Bajo lasten ikasin behar da Esa era zarre ikasurik ez Musean erregeak bota aurrena Zaldun eta txotak gero Txikira beti hor dago Bizitzatin babada ere Ez du beti zortean zinisten Karta honak ez dia iristen Bajo lasten ikasin behar da Bizitzatin babada ere Ez du beti zortean zinisten Karta honak ez dia iristen Bajo lasten ikasin behar da Batua ez da oedatizan Zure eskuan kamara Bizitzatin babada ere Sinisten dudan sorte bakarra Bizitzatin babada ere Nire ubilatzen dudana Bizitzatin babada ere Kejatzeko araia ikira bizitzatik babada ere.
Simplemente y el color de la piel te hace piensas diferente, importante, irrelevante, es ser inteligente, por eso mantente de frente, alerta, consciente, orgulloso de tu continente, muévelo para adelante y siempre levanta la frente.
El racismo es una enfermedad del espíritu, del cuerpo, el alma y la mente. El racismo es una enfermedad del espíritu, del cuerpo, el alma y la mente.
De razón, tiene que haber más comunicación entre las personas pudientes y carentes, de arriba y abajo, viejos recientes, dejemos a un lado el discurso recurrente y obsoleto que la gente no entiende. Negros, blancos, indios y mulatos, tenemos que reaccionar. Negros, blancos, indios, mulatos, tenemos que unirnos y dejar
el racismo, que es una enfermedad
del espíritu, del cuerpo, el alma y la mente.
El racismo, que es una enfermedad
del espíritu, del cuerpo, el alma y la mente. Yo veo las caras, se ven las caras
de trabajo y de sudor,
de gente de carne y hueso que no se vendió.
Que sabe que mi amor no ve color,
no ve el precio, no ve la marca, no te quiere comprar.
Mi amor te va a demostrar. El racismo, que es una enfermedad del espíritu, del cuerpo, el alma y la mente. El racismo, que es una enfermedad del espíritu, del cuerpo, ¿qué? El alma y la mente. El racismo, que es una enfermedad del espíritu, del cuerpo, el alma y la mente.
Cómo vivía, me preguntaron. Sobreviviendo, dije, sobreviviendo. Tengo un poema escrito más de mil veces. En él repito siempre que mientras alguien proponga muerte. Fabriquen armas para la guerra. Yo pisaré estos campos sobreviviendo. Tristes y errantes hombres sobreviviendo. Tiempo no río como hace tiempo, y eso que yo reía como un jilguero. Tengo cierta memoria que me lastima y no puedo olvidarme lo de Hiroshima. busco la risa como un jilguero, ni la paz de los vinos del mes de enero. Ando por este mundo sobreviviendo. Quiero elegir un día para mi muerte. Tenga las manos nuevas, roja la sangre, la dentadura buena y un sueño urgente. Ese loco día, ellos manifestándose por la vida, y nosotros apenas sobreviviendo.
Como en Caracas, es mi gatica la más divina, porque quien canta no desafina, y aquí suenan duro las maracas. Tanto en el Zulia como en Caracas, es mi gatica la más divina, porque quien canta no desafina, y aquí suenan duro las maracas. Ramón, destapa el ron,
quiero tomar,
dale al gaito,
para gozar, que la gaita yo la siento, me tiene mis venas, y nunca me desaliento.
Lleven su nota sabor de antaño, y es contagiosa su melodía, porque el gaitero sirve de día y te acompaña todos los años. Lleven su nota sabor de antaño, y es contagiosa su melodía, porque el gaitero sirve de guía y le acompaña todos los años. Gaitero, destapa el ron,
quiero tomar,
dale al gaito,
para gozar, que la gaita yo la siento, prendí de mis venas y nunca me desaliento.
Del San Ladillo, que si la gaita no es noche buena, porque ya lleven sus estribillos, son de ron y son de morena. Dice la gente del San Ladillo, que si la gaita no es noche buena, porque ya lleven sus estribillos, son de ron y son de morena. Gaitero, destapa el ron,
quiero tomar,
dale al gaito,
para gozar, que la gaita yo la siento, prendí de mis venas y nunca me
noche está el parrandín.
No hay quien me pueda aguantar.
Pero que viva, que viva, que viva mi gaitón.
No hay quien me pueda aguantar.
Ay, no hay quien me pueda.